how is the farming business in these times? And do you miss the donuts? Post Family Farms, hosting around 50 weddings each year, multiple school groups to see the animals, the family gatherings, to do the extra special thing, the Post Family Farm donuts right here in West Michigan. So we catch up with you, Cheryl Post Morales. Thank you to you for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You standing outside the farm?
I am, actually. I just stepped inside the office. I'm getting everybody set up for success out there with a donut day today.
Okay, let's get right into the donuts. But before I do that, goodness gracious, your parents did raise five kids at Post Family Farm that was purchased some time ago. And looks like you've continued the gig, Cheryl.
Yes, so my parents did buy it in 1969, and they moved here one day, and then a whole bunch of pigs moved in the next day. So it was a pig farm when I was growing up. And then as they did raise the five kids on the farm, they experimented with different crops and animals, and eventually landed on pumpkins. And pumpkins grew really well here. So that started just really as front yard sales first, and then we added school tours, and with that came donuts, and everything has just sort of grown out of that very gradually.
Yes, where are you located?
We're located in Bower, which is near the corner of 48th and Bower, about 3 miles south of Grand Valley State University.
Very cool. My notes tell me all five kids, and I trust you as well, eventually had some part of your wedding at Post Family Farm?
We did. So the joke is that my parents had five kids in five states, and then they all moved back in within 5 miles. So it's been a lot of fun. But, yeah, all five of us did have some part of our wedding here at Post Family Farm. And, again, my sister Annette was the first to have that, and that's been about 25 years ago, I want to say, maybe even more. But at that time, it was literally just the horse pasture. And then as each child got married on the farm, and other people started expressing interest, we built it up. So now we have a double waterfall site and a covered pavilion and some different options that make it really possible to have your wedding here 3 seasons out of the year with rain backups, things like that.
So let's move into present day. First of all, tell me about the donuts.
So the donuts, we started making the donuts in the just in my mom's kitchen counter with a little machine that made like 9 donuts at a time. And we've gradually increased our donut production and the donut machines that we use. So now we're capable of making 340 dozen donuts every hour. And in the fall, we start that at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and it goes to about 6 o'clock at night during our peak season in the fall. So, like on a day like today, it's slower than it has been for the past couple. So now we're running at like 100 dozen an hour.
Good. Now you did have to stop making donuts until you were what, confident you had ways to keep the staff and customers safe?
Yes. Yeah, so when the stay-at-home order first came out, and they're like, you know, essential businesses only. Like as much as we enjoy donuts, we couldn't justify calling them essential for survival. So we decided to shut that down, and even for the for the sake of our staff and everybody that was involved in the process. And then, the longer that it went out and, seeing other curbside businesses opening up, we started really thinking about how can we do this safely? And we're getting a lot of feedback in just terms of saying, look, can't you please make donuts? Like just some sense of normalcy, that could happen. So our first donut day in particular was overwhelming with the amount of support, and people were waiting in line for an extended period of time. But what was so impressive to us is that everybody was in such a good mood. They were so patient. They were, thank you for opening, those kinds of things. So we've decided to continue it through the stay-at-home order. So we'll do it this weekend and next weekend for sure. And then we'll probably take a break again. But just to sort of give people an opportunity to get out of the house safely and enjoy a donut that they normally would be able to, in different ways. So
is it a flyby type of thing?
It is. Yep, it's totally curbside service. So the customers just stay in their car. And then we're doing credit card and check only just to, again, reduce the amount of, cross-contamination, dealing with the cash and things like that. We have Apple Pay and all those kinds of things. So basically the people stay in the car. They tell us how many they want. They get their donuts and they pull ahead and they pay a separate person. So, it's flowing really well. We certainly learned things after the first day. That one did not go as smoothly. Had a couple issues with donut machines, things like that. But now we've got a great system worked out, and we've had a lot of positive feedback over the curbside service. And it's something that we've kind of been playing with anyway, because like when you see, you know, a young mom pulling up with her minivan with, you know, three kids in the car, and they're getting out just to get a dozen donuts and getting back in the car. So yeah. We've been, before this, we were even toying with some type of drive-through or whatever. So the COVID-19 situation forced our hand on that, but it's worked out pretty well.
Nice. Well, hey, my notes tell me, and I think this is positive, the donuts have a cult following in the Hudsonville-Allendale area. And again, I imagine many are welcome to the donuts. And, you know, we're all putting on those COVID-19 extra pounds, so why not have a donut or two? How about cherry donuts, pumpkin donuts? Tell me more.
So the pumpkin donut, that's the original donut that we started with. And so it's a secret recipe that is, you know, it's in the family. So that's what we're most famous for. And then, you know, it's the pumpkin donut with a pumpkin icing. A couple of years ago, we did introduce a cinnamon sugar coating on the pumpkin donut, just as some variety. But the, you know, we're different than a bakery that's open year round. Like, you know, we can only make one donut at a time, essentially. That's just how our machines are set up. And the demand in the fall in particular is so great for the pumpkin. That's really all we can handle. Then in the spring, you know, the pumpkin's not always available. So we switched to a spring donut. We struggled to come up with a good name for it. It used to be buttermilk, but there's a shortage of some buttermilk ingredient. So it's basically a white plain cake donut that we typically use in the spring. But when the buttermilk, you know, ran out and we weren't quite as happy with the other one, so we experimented with cherry, and that's been very popular. So we just recently did a survey, and pumpkin and cherry, you know, even in the month of May, those are by far the most popular. So those are the three different varieties that we have offered. So, and the, you know, cool. Some people, like even on our poll, there was a request for blueberry donuts, but my father hates blueberries. So I'm not sure that will ever happen at Post Family Farm because every time we're making donuts, he stops in the donut kitchen. So.
Yeah, gotta listen to Dad. It all goes back to Dad and Mom. All right, very nice. Well, it looks like you are biding with the times of today. How do we find out more information about Post Family Farm, Cheryl?
The easiest way is probably our website, which is just postfamilyfarm.com, just one farm. That's all we can handle. Or our Facebook, if you follow Post Family Farm on Facebook. Like, that's the donut information. Our donut followers in particular seem to use Facebook, so all of our donut day information gets posted there. But those are the best ways. And then if you know, the emails come directly to me, so we're happy to connect you with, you know, the person that is the right person for the information that you need, like everything from, you know, weddings to school tours to, you know, family picnics, that kind of thing.
Gotcha on it. All right. Save me a donut. Cheryl, thank you very much on behalf of your farm. Are you open on Memorial Day?
We are not. So because we're going to give, you know, it's mostly a family-run business. So we'll be open this weekend, and we'll be open next week, Friday and Saturday as well, from 7:30 a.m. till 1 for the curbside donut.
Awesome. On it. Thank you, Cheryl. Post Morales. We'll speak again. Enjoy your times, and thank you for your conversation.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.